Gary Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Gary and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Welcome to Tuesday. How are we, guys?
Oh. You got real busy on your Insta overnight. There's so much to unpack. We will do that throughout the show.
Okay, well, because first of all, there was something I got sent on Insta. Brilliant man by the name of Scotty Bauer. Never met Scotty before.
Would we like Scotty?
We love Scotty. He's funny. Keen surfer. Because if you actually check your WhatsApp,
Has he listened to our show?
Yeah, he just sent me a picture of you from the TV, which is a slight tweak in. And it really made me chuckle. Is he surfing my fringe? Yes, he is.
That's funny.
Gary, Tommy show.
He's getting barreled in your fringe.
In my big fringe, yeah. My high fringe.
Isn't it good?
That's funny. Mm. Your DMs are so different to my DMs.
What have you got?
Mine often start with, I love you, but.
Oh. Were they just missing the R or something?
Nah, they didn't tell me what they don't love.
Oh. Okay.
It's fine. Yep. I mean, I don't bother to read them.
Well,
we should
tell Jesse to stop sending them probably.
I prefer those to the ones you get. They'd be too much for me.
What do you mean? That's just you getting your fringe surfed.
Yeah,
hang
but that's,
let's get pitted, bro.
That's one of the, yeah. Okay. Tamer ones.
Hey, up next, we're talking nudity in horses.
As I mentioned.
Gary and Tommy.
Gary and Tommy.
For your Tuesday afternoon, it is Gary Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because.
I'm listening. I'm paid to listen to you.
That is brutal.
By choice as well, but I'm right
Which
here
bit?
For you.
Why, they wouldn't need a contract if it was by
Depends
choice.
What day.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. You said you wanted to talk about my Instagram from last night.
Yes,
what do you want
I
to know?
Lots of things. One of them we'll get to later.
Yeah.
But I saw a pic of you on a horse.
Yes.
And I was intrigued.
Not weird. A pic of me nude on a horse.
Not weird, did
yeah,
you
not
say?
Weird.
Yeah, it's very weird.
Mm.
I was a bit disappointed because we have a segment that we do every week. And why have you not brought it to this segment before?
Taking a look back at the archives of your guys' lives.
When did that happen, Mr. Tommy Little?
I was in Port Lincoln many moons ago, and I was drunk at the pub, and I was chatting to locals, and they told me, they said, oh, you've got to get nude and get on the Maccabi Diva statue. They said that's what everybody does when they come to town.
He's trying to make it sexy.
No
part of that picture was
sexy. That's not sexy. That's pony. It's just a bit of horse fun for you, mate.
Yeah. Because I was going to say, have you seen the pic? Sexy's not the word I'd use.
All right, spare a thought for, I was working for another radio station at the time, and at 3 in the morning, we then went to the Maccabi Diva statue, and it was so cold, and the statue was so slippery and wet, and my producer had to help me up nude and saw basically up me.
Oh, that you shouldn't be making. What?
I didn't. No, he was into it. He was like.
I didn't see him up there on that pic.
He was. But then the next night, I went back to the pub, and I was like, guys, I did it. I showed him that photo.
Yeah.
And they were like, what? Mate, we were joking. Nobody does that. Nobody gets on the statue.
No.
We just thought, you know, maybe people were stupid.
It was a very tall
time.
Statue. How
yes,
high would it have been?
And it was so cold and slippery.
Was it like metal?
Yeah, it was metal.
Yeah.
Oh. Yes.
Is that why, yeah.
Is that why what?
Well, I noticed there was no pixelation. Not needed.
No, it was side on. You sicko. Why am I going to put full frontal nudes up on Instagram?
That's on his OnlyFans.
And then the other one, yeah, of course, horses for courses. And then and then we were in New Zealand and we went past the statue of Farlap because Farlap is from the town of Timaru New Zealand. Yes.
I didn't know that.
And we had to go by a ladder because that statue started 2 meters up and then it was another 2 meters. But the statue was cold, so I thought I would leave my socks on to get up the ladder.
Yep.
And then I forgot to take them off for the photo, so my socks stayed on.
Again, not sexy.
I didn't think that was
too bad.
So
have you only ever climbed two horses?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes. But amazing horses, like...
I know, historical horses.
Yes.
Is there any that you're still yet to climb that you would love to?
People did start commenting under the photos last night. What do people said? Stallion on a stallion. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's not a horse you want to go on. That's just because they think you're a stallion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice. Yeah. You said, you just did a thought, but for our radio, you wrote, Archives of Young Guys Lives.
Yeah, which is what we're doing now.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, I forgot that I could make it happen.
Yeah.
But you haven't answered. Is there more to go on?
Have you noticed that Jesse's still just playing pony really quietly under it?
He loves
that's why
song.
I was confused at him bringing this in, because
yeah.
I thought someone had just left their phone on speaker or something. It's so quiet that people in their car would be like, is someone in another car playing pony real quietly.
But would you like it louder or would you like it gone?
I don't know. Either.
Make up your mind. Yeah,
just pick one.
Are there any other horses you want to ride?
Well, so apparently there is a Melbourne Cup winning horse statue in Gippsland. It's the only, it's only a horse. This was the only person that commented about a horse, said there's another one here. So I wouldn't mind knocking off a few more in Australia. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think has anyone done all three?
All three specifically being this one in Gippsland, one in New Zealand, one in Port
Lincoln. Maybe there's people that are like horse riding people that love getting nude on horses.
Can we do a two-pronged barebacking, I believe it's called, because can we do a two-pronged phoner?
Barebacks when you don't put on the saddle.
Did that?
Used to do that as a kid.
Bring pony back on, Jesse. Why
we go down the bridle path up in Glen Forest.
When you Mundaring. Do it. Is up to you. 13, 10, 60. Can we do a two-prong phono, please?
Do what you like.
On 13, 10, 60, have you got a horse statue? Do you know about another horse statue that maybe
we could get? Sell? Oh, I thought you meant you. Do you own one? Oh, have you seen another one?
Yeah, yeah. Is there another one in Australia that we don't know about? And what have you got nude on?
Great.
Give us a call, 13, 10, 60.
We'll take your calls next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Is Pony.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Tuesday afternoon. And on 13, 10, 60, we're looking for horse statues. And we want to know, where were you naked?
Yes, I got nude on top of the greats, Maccabi Diva and Farlap. I believe I'm the only jockey to have ridden both.
How? I mean, you're little, but you're not little enough to be a jockey.
It's the nicest thing you've ever said to me. G'day, Anthony.
G'day, Tommy.
How
hey,
are you, legend?
Hello, Anthony.
Good, mate, good.
That's good. Anthony, have you got a horse statue or did you get nude on top of something?
No, mate, there's a horse statue and you should pay a visit to a little town in Victoria called Nagambi.
Yes.
And you'll find a statue of the famous black caviar, lifestyle bronze statue, sitting on just outside the lake there at Nagambi.
And, Anthony, do people get nude, as far as you know, on black caviar?
Nah, not that I know of, Tommy.
That's
cool.
But you could be the first.
Yes, that's what I like.
What is the enticing thing for you to be nude on the horses?
What else? I feel like it's weirder if you just sit on top of their clothed.
Why?
I don't know. I haven't thought of that. Because it started as a dare. As in, they told me it wouldn't be that risky if you were just fully clothed.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, of course. That's how it began. And then you loved it so much, you continued on.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many years ago was that?
8 years ago, maybe, something like that. Yeah, yeah.
You wouldn't do that anymore, would you? Would you? Can we find you one to go ride?
To get nude on?
Yeah.
Isn't that why we're doing this?
I don't know. Are we? I didn't plan it. Is this a long game?
Well, it's not that long.
Are we taking a trip to one of these places for you to sit on a horse?
To one. We've got to go to all of them.
We're not going to all of them. Yeah. You're going to fly yourself there. Why don't you fly yourself there solo?
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Okay, g'day, Sue.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, good. Did you get nude on something or have you got another horse for us?
Oh, hell no. No, okay. I wouldn't do that. Okay. But, hey, I've got a few down in
Mordialloc,
the beach.
In Mordialloc? Is it a race horse?
It's a racehorse. I don't know what the name of the horse is. I've never got that close. I'm either in the water or on the sand or on the footpath. But, yeah, there's a definite horse statue there because that's where the horses train. They go in the water. They pull up the trailers and put the horses in the water there.
So specific, Sue, that you were never in the water, on the sand or on the footpath. Yeah. You just drive past it, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much, okay. And so, I'm interested in the horses. So there you go, Tommy's little on a horse. It's the beach kind of thing. Yeah, it's not a nudist beach, but
well,
no.
I love you,
Sue. Any beach can be a nudist beach if you try hard enough, Sue. Good on you. Thank you.
Be intimidating there with horses.
With other horses, real horses, just kicking around.
And just you know.
Oh, guys, come on. Don't all look.
It's cold. Yeah. Cam, have you been nude on top of something? Or what are we? I don't know.
Have a horse or have you been nude or something?
Weird thing to ask.
Yeah. Both.
G'day, Cam. Talk
How
to
you
us.
Going, guys?
Yeah, great.
Yeah, both. Both? There's a place in Milton, there's three draft horses, you know, big Clydesdales. We've seen those one night when we were out drinking and thought, hey, we'll get up on there. We ended up naked. And it must be a pretty typical thing to do in that town because there was actually a step ladder real close. So it was handy.
I thought you were going to say there was a stain from the last bike on the back of it. Good
Why
on
do you,
you
need
Cam.
To do that?
What do you mean? What? Oh, sorry to bring the tone
Emily,
of naked getting on a
Emily,
horse's down.
What are you calling up about?
I know of a bronze horse statue of one of the most famous horses in Australian history, on par with Farlap. And it's okay. It's a stat, but you'd have to share the limelight. That's the only thing. There's a beautiful bronze statue on top of Mount Buller in the village there, and it's of Clancy and his horse. And the horse is rearing up, and it's very dramatic. But this time of year, and with the weather that we've got in Melbourne currently, you'd have to also expect a little bit of snow and maybe sleet. And I don't know how that's going to go with, you know, the whole overall sexy thing. But I'll hold your socks if you like.
Bless you, Emily. Yeah. Emily, I also need a boost up there. Will you give me a boost up?
Oh, listen, I'm little, but I'm strong. And if not, I'm sure that, you know, a couple of us can, you know, find a milk crate or something to get you up there.
But again,
it's going to be slippery and stuff like that. So, you know, there's hazards involved in this one.
Good on you, Emily. You're making it sound like Lord of the Rings with little and strong
also,
people
she's
running
taking, around. She's caring about the hazards. I don't think you've ever cared about the hazards in your past mounting experiences, have you?
In my, wow. What a question. Can we focus on the talk topic?
I am. Is that not true?
What, I haven't cared about the hazards?
Yes.
Well,
you're not worried
the
about the safety at the time of doing it.
I've seen Dumb and Dumber, and because in the on the chairlift, the ice makes the tongue stick to the chairlift.
Yes.
I'm a little worried that even if I get off Clancy and his horse, that maybe bits of me don't come off with it.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Tuesday afternoon.
Because I can't wait for what's happening after four. It's just got written on my run sheet, what does Carrie's ass have in common with other celebrities?
I think you'll be fascinated by this. And people listening, actually that sounds weird. I was going to say you could have a piece of it, but not my bottom, the item.
Bottom's such a funny word, isn't
bottom.
It? Hello.
It's very English.
Hello.
It's very Hugh Grant.
Yeah, bottom.
He'd love a bottom.
Oh, what came out of your bottom? up next, speaking of bottoms, we've got to talk about...
What's the link to bottoms?
Did this not make your...
What?
Does this not make your bottom more active?
Fart?
Yes.
The thing we're going to talk about next doesn't make me fart.
Does it make you windy?
No, it doesn't.
No.
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 Oh.
Me neither. Stay tuned.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Right across the country for your Tuesday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I've worked it out.
What have you worked out?
You know how you have been posting all these photos of you cooking.
Tom Hay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tom Hay.
It's Tom Blumenthal.
You have been cooking all of Donna Hay's recipes.
Yes, I have.
Yes, and posting them on Instagram. Mm. And I've been trying to work out why. I couldn't work out if there was a cookbook coming. I just couldn't. It was just strange. And I worked it out. It's been announced. And I'm guessing, are you on Celebrity MasterChef?
Are we allowed to say?
I think so. I don't know. You tell me, what are the terms of your contract?
I don't think it's been announced yet.
Who's on it?
Yes.
But you're on it?
No, because it hasn't been announced yet.
So, but when it's announced, we'll find out you're on it?
When it's announced, we'll talk about it, yeah.
Is that true?
That when it's announced, we'll talk about it,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But the question I have then is to go on it, do you have to be able to cook without a recipe? Because currently you're only following recipes.
Jock spoke to me and he said, just be yourself. It's fine. Because I said, I can't cook. He said, just be yourself.
But you have been cooking with a recipe.
Mm.
But what do you mean, just be yourself?
That's what he said.
If you just be yourself, then you're not going to offer them any meals and then it's not MasterChef.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But also, we don't know if I'm doing it or not. We're waiting until the announce.
Oh, don't be like this. Can you just tell me if you're on it or not?
Mate, Nacho Zarnia making its national TV debut.
Oh, my God. Is that going to be your first dish? Nacho Zarnia.
Well, I'll be lucky if I get a judge like you because you said it was great.
It was amazing.
A lot of people online.
I can get a Melissa here.
No. No. No, I'm not. I thought we were going to talk about Brussels sprouts.
Well, because last night you cooked Brussels sprouts, and I had the same Brussels sprouts meal you had, weirdly, on Sunday night. A friend cooked it for me. It was Brussels sprouts with bacon tossed all through
popular.
It.
I didn't use bacon. I used something that I've never heard
Pancetta?
Of before. I'll get the name wrong, because we're at the supermarket.
You're going to have to know
Johnny
it
goes,
if you go on MasterChef.
Johnny goes, don't get bacon, get Kaiser Schleff.
That's not what it's called.
Is that what it's called? Sandra will know.
Yeah.
Because then I went and asked for it, and I thought it was pulling my leg, and I said, excuse me, do you have Kaiser Schleff? And she goes, yeah, we do.
Isn't that the name?
Is it Kaiser Schleff?
It's a particular brand of bacon.
And it's called Kaiser Schleff.
I thought it was called Kaiser Flesh.
Oh, Kaiser Flesh. Yeah. There you
Kaiser
go.
Flesh.
Yeah. Kaiser
Flesh. Oh, the flesh of a certain type of pig.
Of Kaiser, I guess.
Yes. We were having a chat in here earlier, though, because it's funny how many people come up to you and go, oh, Tommy, I saw you cooking on Instagram last night. Oh, my God, it's so amazing. Even I'm like, oh, my God, you're Brussels sprouts looked amazing, right? Yeah. And I thought all it takes is for you to cook and someone says you're amazing. Like most of us are cooking nightly for like five people and no one's going, oh, my God, Gary, you're amazing. The Brussels sprouts are amazing.
This is taking such a turn.
Have you tried cooking we have nacho lasagna?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, if I made the nacho lasagna, it would probably be pushed back in my face.
Well, we'll just give it to
that's
better
the problem.
Judges.
Half the time I make them. No, it's because cooking for kids, on any given night, they want something different to the last time you made it for
You
them.
Should go on Celebrity MasterChef. You'd be great.
No, I wouldn't.
Why not?
Because I don't think I would be good on that
As long
show.
As the judges aren't your kids, you'll be fine.
Nah, because I follow recipes too, and I would have thought, I don't see them usually following recipes so much. It's got to be off the top of your head.
Yeah, I'll be looking up the Donna Hay website, frankly. Yeah. Hang on, I just got to wait. I just got to see what Donna would have done here. Do you guys have Kaiser Schleff? Do you have Kaiser Schleff? What do you want to do calls on here, Bickers?
Well, it just made us think about how often a man does something and everyone goes,
oh my
roll
God,
out the red carpet.
Is this what we're doing calls on?
Is your husband a hero? Does he need to be clapped in because he bloody made dinner? You know, you don't want to do calls on that? What would you like to do calls on? Should you be on MasterChef?
No, I wanted to do foods with funny names like Kaiser Schleff.
Okay, sure. Continue to be the hero that made the Brussels sprouts. Oh, we'll take calls 13, 10, 60. But other food's got a kooky name like Kaiser Flesh.
Yeah, that was great.
Was
though.
It?
I think. Yeah. I don't know. 13, yeah. 10, 60. Give us a call.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy this afternoon and on 13, 10, 60. We want funny food names and are you a hero?
You've started cooking a lot and everyone is bowing down to you because all of a sudden you've cooked a meal. I mean, we're all doing it every night. No one's calling us a hero.
Hey,
I'm laying this on thick, to be honest, because your cooking's been pretty good.
I'm also doing it once a week.
That's what I mean, though, but that's all anyone talks to you about.
No, it was just because it was last night, mate.
No, every...
You started honestly, it. You sucker punched me in with this.
People even spoke to me about nacho lasagna. Yes.
But you tried it and said it was
no
amazing.
No one's talking to me about my cooking that I did that night and the night before and the night before that and the night before that.
It's because your cooking sucks, mate.
No, it's because when men do something that's so normal and mundane like that, we roll out the red carpet.
Oh, God, it felt good,
you know
though.
You don't even believe what's coming out of your mouth?
Yeah, I know.
I'm really trying to put my back into this, but I'm just not that on board.
Aren't you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, Melissa, what does everyone say
you
your
have
husband's...
given up. Your
no,
tone.
No, I haven't. I haven't. But I just have to... Okay, hold on.
You got to focus. You're mad at me.
Melissa,
me. Yeah.
What does your
Hello.
Husband do that he needs the red carpet rolled out for?
Yes.
He takes our son to swimming lessons on his own every Saturday.
What a hero, Melissa. And how much do you have to hear about it?
Every Friday night, when I pack the swimming bag.
Yeah, you've packed the bag. Yep. I'm back on board.
Yeah,
I'm really back on board.
Yes.
Well, last week he forgot to bring his swimming nappy, so that was a bit of a disaster.
Oh, you forgot to put it in the bag?
I forgot to put it in the bag, but he didn't check the bag before he left.
Oh. Hang on.
Okay,
this seems like
all getting a bit.
Melissa, this does seem like it's the bagpacker's fault.
He's doubling down.
Wow.
But isn't it? No, but I just
think everyone
reckon...
else will check the bag before they leave to go somewhere.
I wouldn't because I've been married
you.
Clearly and amazing Concord. I'm sorry, Melissa. You're right. I've forgotten what it's about, but you're correct.
Guys, just pack the swimming bag, yeah?
No, don't make us check it twice. So pack it properly, yeah?
We were also talking about funny names for food because you cooked Brussels sprouts with what last night?
Kaiser Flesh.
Kaiser Flesh. Chris, have you heard a funnier food than Kaiser Flesh?
Yeah, I recently went to a English-style pub on the Gold Coast hinterland and on the dessert menu they had spotted dick.
I've always laughed when I've seen that.
Well,
I've never known what it was.
I didn't know it was a dessert menu. I've always heard it before dinner.
I assume there's a cream for it. But...
Oh, that's why it's on the dessert menu, of course.
Is it? What is it, Chris? Oh, Jesse, why have you moved on from
fruit cake?
It's a fruit cake.
Mm. Well, like a fruit cake, but it's an actual pudding. So,
how gross. That sounds horrendous.
Was it delicious, Chris?
Well, I was actually too full from my main meal that I couldn't order it.
Sitting in a spotted dick.
Yeah. As a gay man, I do want to try a spotted dick here and there.
Good on you, Chris. You're an absolute legend. Let's go to Tommy. Tommy, have you ever had a spotted dick?
No, I've never had one of those, but they sound all right.
Yeah. What are you?
I've been regularly, you know, what's for dinner, Dad? And I always get the old, mate, we're having shit on a stick.
Shit on a stick.
I never thought I'd say this, but it's making me really think I'd prefer a spotted dick.
Gary and Tommy.
Yes, that is me. Right for your Tuesday afternoon. The paper quiz is coming up a little bit later on.
We have not stopped arguing.
We're still arguing about whether it's Melissa's fault that she didn't pack the bag for swimming properly or her husband's fault for not checking.
Mm.
Anyway, if you weren't with our show about 5 minutes ago, you'd have no idea what we're talking about. Hey,
podcast.
Did you know Kim Kardashian's being sued by 7 of her employees that used to work at her house? They reckon that they never paid her on time. They wouldn't give her meal breaks.
Wouldn't give her meal breaks. Is Kim suing them?
She never paid them on time.
Yes.
She wouldn't give them meal breaks. And she fired one on the spot for asking whether she could get paid overtime because she'd been there for so long.
That sounds...
$60 million mansion.
But
surely someone else is paying them. Couldn't they just pay them and set an alarm on their phone?
I know.
I reckon Kim's doing all her own invoicing.
Why is always, though... Why?
Electronic transfer.
Imagine Kim.
Sitting there.
I imagine her at dinner going, we'll split it, so I'll transfer you $14.20.
Oh, hey, you know how I spoke to you the other day about the hypothetical of what happens if people don't pay for dinner?
Oh, wasn't it Waleed and Pete? Is that? Was it not?
Anyway.
I thought we said that. Oh,
we didn't.
Then we got nothing further to add.
It was a different dinner.
Was it? Hey. Good.
I'm not. What?
No, mate. I'm so tired. And what?
We've still got a lot to go. You can't be tired.
Yeah.
Go make yourself a coffee and then come back and tell. What are you going to tell me about next?
Hey, I've had 5 coffees. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you about pregnant women.
Oh God.
It's Carrie and
I've got
Tommy.
Thoughts.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
The Kid Laroi and Miley Cyrus, that is without you. It's Carrie and Tommy this afternoon.
I know. We're broken. If you're listening.
I'm hot. Really hot.
Mate, you always do this. Bickers always wears jackets, then with nothing under them.
No,
now
today
you've got a turtleneck sweater.
Underneath.
Why don't you take one of your jumpers off?
It's a thermal underneath, a woolen thermal.
Are you wearing long johns?
I'm wearing long johns.
Why? Why don't you take your jumper
off?
Because
it's getting cold. I don't like being cold.
You
and
just
now
said
I'm
it's
too hot.
It's not getting cold in here. Our web guys put these lights on you that are basically heat lamps in the bathroom.
The jumper I'm wearing.
Is that what you're heating us with? Are they heat lamps from a bathroom?
This jumper that I'm wearing
he's drinking water.
Was from when I was pregnant and I used to try and cover it up. I remember when I went through that baggy jumper stage. This is what I'm wearing now.
I don't know if you think.
So, guys, we've got some news for you.
Oh, again. Well, it's funny you mention that. Because you know when you're pregnant, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, God. You going to tell me about being pregnant?
Yes. Yep. Yes, I am. I don't know how it ended up that I'm doing this. But you know when you're pregnant, right? And things can set you off that didn't used to set
like
you
everything.
Off.
Like everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Because you know when you're pregnant, right? You get
everyone
heightened.
Just annoys you. You're tired.
Oh.
Oh, sorry. I did a real flashback.
Then maybe you are pregnant. But you know when you're pregnant, right?
Yeah.
And you get heightened senses.
Yes.
And I wanted to talk specifically. I wanted to talk specifically about my heightened sense of diction.
You usually don't have a heightened sense for that.
My spotted diction. About my heightened sense of smell, because that's
yours,
what I've
when
noticed
you were pregnant.
When I was pregnant.
What is this story? Is this in the news? What's happening?
I was talking to my friend the other day who's pregnant, and she was saying that her smell, things are making her sick, because I asked her how she's been feeling.
Mm.
And she said she's fine now, but in her first trimester, smells were making her throw up. Like, so she wouldn't just get like morning sickness.
Absolutely.
There was certain smells.
Yep.
And I said, what is it? And I don't know what I was expecting, but I was not expecting this answer. She said, my husband.
Oh, I thought she was going to say things like I could never take, because I was so sick for the first like 17 weeks. I'd have to take pills to make myself feel better, but even the smell of the pills would then make me vomit, which was defeated the purpose of taking the pills.
Oh my gosh, so you'd be trying to swallow while vomiting.
But you're talking about her husband, actually, because of his smell, his stench or his cologne?
She just said when it smelled like him. So she said his breath, his smell,
breath
anything.
Breath is terrible.
Yeah, she said it would literally make her throw up.
Oh, so what did she do?
Made him. Is that the boring alarm going off? Is that?
I don't think anyone. We're being evacuated.
No, I think someone's just left the door open in the security door.
So what did she used to do with him?
She made him sleep in another room.
Oh.
And no, she said they both loved it. Well, he loved it. And so then when it was like she said, I can smell you again, so come back. He was like, are you sure? And she's like, get back in the room.
Oh, once you start sleeping separately, it's all downhill.
Is it?
Actually, no, it's not. We had calls, remember, a few months ago from people that sleep separately and they reckon it's the secret to their marriage because they
get
a good night's
sleep. Which one is it, mate? Is it all downhill or the secret to the marriage?
This show's all downhill.
It is, actually. That was our alarm. It was like, guys, get out now. 131060 calls. You know when you're pregnant, right? And then tell us about the weird stuff that happens that we all know about, but we like to hear from your mouth. You know when you're pregnant, right? Give us a call, 131060.
We'll take your calls next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
For your Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
On 131060, we're doing, you know when you're pregnant, right? Because one of my friends is pregnant, and she was telling me that the smells are making her spew.
But not just any smell.
No, her husband.
The guy that got her in this predicament in the first place.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Well, we're thinking, we hope.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, I shouldn't just assume.
No.
No. Can't make assumptions these days.
I think in that case it's nice to assume. I think. Lauren, g'day.
Hi guys, how you going?
Oh, great. But you know when you're pregnant, right? What happens?
Oh my gosh, I was violently ill my pregnancy with my son, and my biggest trigger was actually the El Del Paso logo.
Oh, so not the actual food, just the logo.
The food too, but I could steer clear of that. But if the logo was on the TV or I walked past in the supermarket, I would spew my guts up.
Is it Old El Paso or El Del Paso?
I don't know.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, of course.
Because it's makes Old
you,
El Paso,
but also,
isn't it?
It makes Paul Lauren spew each time. I shouldn't ask you details.
Yeah. Over and over again.
Yeah, and how is it now that you've had your kid? Is it? Are you back on the bandwagon?
Yeah, it's Taco Tuesday, so we're all good now.
Good on you, Lauren. Thank you.
Hey, Brooke, I was going to say, does your husband make you sick? That's not where...
Yeah, that's a good question, though.
I feel like you need to ask Brooke. Because,
oh, Brooke, you know when you're pregnant, right? What happens?
Oh, again, I was pregnant and my son, who was 3 at the time, he was watching ABC Catch Up, so it was always a show he loved. And unfortunately, there's this TV show, it's like Play-Doh, but it's Kiri and Lou, Adventures of Kiri and Lou on ABC.
Oh,
and
do you know it, because?
No.
No, okay.
The song that it starts off with made me throw up every single time.
Is it because you'd heard it so often when you were sick?
I have no idea. I think so. I associated with being so sick with that, but he just kept playing it and playing it. And of course,
how does it go, Brooke?
Dun, 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 dun. I don't know. It's horrible.
Did that make you feel a bit sick then, doing that?
I still hear it now, and it's queasy. Everyone's a running joke in my family. It's Mummy's favourite song, and it still makes me crazy.
Good on you, Brooke. Thank you. Hey, Jacob, you know when you're pregnant, right? What happens?
Yeah, when you're pregnant. When you're pregnant.
Yeah.
It was my partner. So when she was early in her days, same thing, triggers for smells and whatnot.
Mm.
But for some reason, whenever I would open the fridge, it didn't matter what room she was in, she could smell the fridge. It was,
you've just got
it was
something.
Like some...
You just got something off in the fridge.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Tuesday afternoon. And guys, the Smith family's winter appeal is back.
Yeah, doing it tough is tough. At the best of times, winter is even harder. One in six Australian children That's right here. Live in poverty, bitches.
Yeah, many don't have what they need for school, which means they fall so far behind that their dreams are just out of reach. And we don't want that for the beautiful kids of our country. So you can help. Search the Smith family and get on board. Donate today. Because hey, coming up, yep. I have an item that has been touched by some of the most famous faces in Australia.
Really?
Yeah.
Is this when you point to... No.
No. Yeah, okay. And I've got plans for this item.
Okay.
And I'd like to discuss those plans with you very soon.
Okay. I'm stumped too. What, I'm sticking around.
It's Gary and Tommy.
Gary and Tommy. Gary and Tommy.
Gary Bickmore and Tommy Little for your drive home, the Sabo.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Gary and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
And it's rare that I get this, but the first question, which I'll read out, is... out of Carrie and Tommy, which one do we think has nits?
My head's just gotten so itchy.
Mate, that's gross. Am I going to have to comb nit formula into your hair again?
No, we've already done that once. I'm not going to do the same content again.
Okay. Okay, what's...
Much to your relief.
Yeah.
What's make the, it a listener
does this mean I don't...
A listener gets to 13, 10, 60.
Don't, the phones will actually go nuts. Jesse, what's the first question?
Who wrote the Godfather books?
It's a great question. I, be honest, didn't know they were books.
No.
Yeah. Can you, if you've seen the movie, can you read the book?
I like to read the book first.
Yes. If I've read the book, I can see the movie, but I can't do it the other way around. It takes too long.
Yeah.
When you know the end and you're like, oh, in 3 months' time, I'm going to find out exactly what I already know. Yeah.
Sonda's looking like she's really thinking about it. What's your thoughts, EP, Sonda?
I feel like at the beginning of the at the movies, it says... Blah, blah, blah's The Godfather.
Scorsese?
No.
Who is
it was
the
Francis
Godfather?
Ford Coppola.
Oh, was it?
Was the director, but I feel like it says the author's name and I just can't picture it in my head.
Okay, well, you sit on that and think about that. We'll answer some of the other questions.
It's funny thinking of gangster things being books. Like, they're very at
Of course
at
they
odds
would be, though.
Yes.
Why wouldn't they be?
I don't know. I just can't.
It's from that era where that's what they had.
Books?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay, Jesse, next question.
Question number two. What does a Cooper make?
Shoes for horses?
I think it's barrels, isn't it?
Oh, is it barrels? Barrels. Yeah. That makes sense why Cooper's is a beer. That's a farrier.
A farrier.
There you go.
Question number three. What does the French term Moulin Rouge mean?
Something
red lip?
Red?
No.
Yeah. Wait, I thought you speak
red
French.
Blush? Well, blush red?
Red.
Rouge, isn't it rouge a...
Red, yeah.
Moulin
is it like the red light district? Because I thought the Moulin Rouge was the red light district.
Great.
Wasn't it though?
I don't know.
Red light.
Wasn't it the name of the
club? I like it.
The
I was a Moulin Rouge dancer, can-can dancer.
Oh yeah.
It was so inappropriate. We're in year 11 or 12 and I just remember the dads in the front row.
Oh God.
Yeah, it was too much.
Well,
it was a lot of us girls with doing the can-can dance, which we all know what that is.
Gosh.
I won't demonstrate for you.
Question number four.
Let's get some call out if you're a dad and you want to sit in the front row.
In Greek mythology, what was Achilles' weak spot?
His heel.
And question number five, what crop is grown in a paddy field?
Rice.
Yeah. Good one. So back to question number one. We need an author. Is it Silvio Manosco?
Manoscalco. We're just going to have to bow out.
Ganuccia. La chuchuda.
Stop.
Okay.
I'm out. We out. We all out.
Mm-hmm.
Out.
So we're essentially going from four here.
Yeah.
Your first one, who was the author of the Godfather books, was Mario Puzo.
I was so close. I was so close.
Mario, you could have come up with Mario.
Mario Puzo.
A Cooper makes barrels.
Great.
Good job, Jess.
Oh, the Moulin Rouge. So think of the movie.
Is it a windmill or something?
It is.
What was it?
The Red Mill.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, he gets that.
Well, no, I don't think we get it.
Great, good.
Hey, can I have a go at the first one?
Can you remember the name?
Mario Puzo, because he puts the words on a pager. Yeah, he puts so
put so much effort into writing the books.
Achilles' weakness was his heel, and paddy fields are where you get rice.
Great work,
so
everybody.
So 3 or 4 out of 5.
Who cares? We had a good time.
We hope you enjoyed the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I have been sitting on that project desk for a good 11 years.
Yes.
And over those 11 years, I have sat, every single time I've sat on that desk, I've sat on the same chair and on the same cushion.
This manky-ass cushion is showing up. It's covered in odd bits of tape. It looks like it used to be a foot high and now it would be no thicker than a 2A4 pieces of paper.
I've never paid much attention to this cushion until I now have it in my hand. It is repulsive.
Yeah. Are you and Steve Price the only people that sit on cushions?
Yep. His is a lot thicker than mine. I'm just putting
he's
it
got
out
a
there.
Phone book under a cushion.
Yeah, he's got a phone book. This is a particularly comfortable cushion.
Oh, it's
and
so
Brad,
great.
Who works in our office, saw it and he said, "Have you been sitting on that cushion for 11 years?" I said, "Yes." And he said, "I've decided I need to change it." And so he's given me a new cushion, which I might add is not as comfortable. Is this cushion. However, it has far less diseases on it. This
Mate,
cushion,
why has the cushion that you've been sitting on got so many diseases on it?
Because it's just had a lot of bottoms on it.
How many bottoms?
Oh, like it's had 11 years of my bottom.
Yes.
Anytime I'm not there, whoever replaces me, their bottom.
Some B-grade bottom?
No, some A-grade bottom in there. Yeah. Okay. And before me, it had a bit of the Circle Girls bottoms.
Did it?
Yes.
Okay.
Before the Circle Girls bottoms, it had a bit of Bert Newton's bottom.
The Circle Girls, just so we're clear, is the show The Circle, and it's not some show called The Circle Girls.
Great band name.
Yeah.
The Circle Girls. Mm. Yeah, Bert Newton and Belvedere, it was during their time that this cushion existed.
I don't reckon Belvedere got a seat, but that's fine.
Did he not sit?
No, he was managing the floor, I reckon, because Bert would always yell at him off camera. I don't think he gave Belvedere a cushion.
So this is Bert's bum that's been on here.
Mate,
Bert's
I did
bum.
Not know.
David and Kim. A lot of bums.
Who are David and Kim?
David and Kim. 9 a.m. with David and Kim. Don't you remember that?
Of course. But
you don't, do you?
I've never heard of that. I was struggling to remember the Circle Girls,
so
let alone David and Kim.
Oh, the Circle Girls are Chrissy Swan, Yumi Steins, Georgie Coughlin.
Yes, I tried to get a job doing warm-up on the Circle Girls.
Did you?
Yes, and I didn't get the job.
Oh, mate.
I had to go and hang out. Hey?
So you haven't sat on the cushion?
No, I didn't even get to warm up the cushion. I went and stood there and watched like 5 shows, me and a people with an average age of about 140 in the audience.
That was such an ugly, lovely audience.
It was a lovely audience. Yeah. It was where people went to wait to die. What do you mean? The only thing
but
keeping
was
them alive.
Good old audience because
what
they
are you talking about? The only thing keeping those people alive was the one freebie they gave away each day. And sometimes it was a bottle of water and they're like, "You've got to be kidding."
Sometimes
me.
They'd come back and back and back. They'd
sometimes.
Come
like, all the time. It was the same 7 people.
It was more than 7.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
Mate, the 8th was me standing there trying to get a job.
I was on that show as a guest. Did you ever get on there as a guest?
I couldn't
I was
even
on
get
as
there
a guest once. There was more than 7.
Okay.
Actually, I was on as a guest multiple times.
Must have been a bit more power.
Anyway, let's chat about this cushion some more.
Bums, celebrity bums. Carrie Seat Pillow has met famous tushies, like maybe Wesley Snipes or the boy band 5. It smells like celebrities.
Yeah.
I mean, it definitely didn't have Wesley Snipes.
No, instead it had, David and Kim? Is that who did? We didn't have 5 or Wesley Snipes. We had David and Kim.
Well, when I wasn't there, perhaps the people that replaced me don't need it, so it might go round to the famous chair where the celebrities come. So perhaps other celebrities have been on
short
it.
Ones. You like the Danny DeVito's and so on.
A bit of Danny Minogue, Danny DeVito. Are all Danny short?
Don't know.
No.
Well, Danny Clayton, the former, what
who
was it called?
The hell's
that? The V presenter. He was quite tall.
What about Danny Lovato? No, that's Demi Lovato. Anyway.
What about Danny Levine? No, wait.
Danny. Anyway, I don't think this cushion should go the way of the tip.
No, not if David and Kim have sat on
because
it.
Because I think this cushion holds many memories.
Mate, you are the only famous person to have sat on that cushion.
They're all for Bert's a fake.
Bert
has won like 55 gold Logies.
Yes,
he's had a rough trot lately.
Mm. Is that a knock?
Is that someone knocking on our door?
Your door?
Hi. Yeah, we're on air. Have you sat on this cushion?
No.
No.
Okay.
No, nice. Anna hasn't sat on this cushion. Do you need anything?
Just Tommy when he's free.
Yeah, Tommy's, we're chatting. they need you out okay, there when, okay. when we've stopped talking about the cushion. Sure. Anyway,
Did
I think.
They need me to sit on the cushion?
I think, actually, how about you sniff the cushion? And you tell us who you smell, which celebrities you smell.
Do you know, I knew this was going to be a game.
At Carrie Tommy Show, if you want to see this beautiful specimen.
What, if you want to watch me sniffing the cushion?
Oh, we're definitely putting this up, mate.
This will be a thing.
But because it's just been your bum for 11 years.
No, I'm not on every night.
A real stitch up from Carrie.
Yeah, hey, you'll sniff a bit of Lisa Wilkinson on that. You'll also sniff a bit of Georgie.
Oh, my God. What weird pervert test is this?
Actually, it's very strange. Don't sniff it. That's weird.
But you sniff it. Yeah, yeah, great. Why'd you do that? This is worse than when you ran around your own backyard in the rain.
Anyway, I reckon this cushion.
It's nearly going to.
Why are you guys gagging? My bum shouldn't make you want to vomit.
Because you could have done a showbiz sniff where you don't even actually properly sniff. You've taken off the fake tan of your nose. You pushed that into your nose so far.
You know I'm going to commit to the cause.
Just sniffing your own ass, mate.
It shouldn't be that grossed out by my bum. I clean regularly.
Regularly,
I'm offended.
Regularly makes me think you don't.
I'm offended.
No, regularly.
I've only farted a few times. Anyway, I reckon this cushion is worth a lot.
I don't.
I reckon we should auction it off.
You'll be
charity.
The highest bidder, you weirdo.
Nah, it's had David and Kim on it. They might even want a bid if you're listening, David or Kim.
And they sound more like smooth listeners to me.
Anyway, I haven't worked out how we're auctioning it off. when I work it out, I'll get back to you all because I know you'll have questions.
It's so weird that someone can sell a cushion that both their bum and nose has been on.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home the Sarbo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Guess the news, guess the news, guess the headline if you've got time.
Got a great one for you this week, Bickers. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'll give you a bit of the story. You've got to guess the rest. A gym was evacuated. Why?
Someone pooed while they were doing some leg presses.
That's so specific that it's happened to you.
I was going to say farted, but that wouldn't evacuate it. Well, it evacuated something, but it wouldn't evacuated the whole gym. Mm. But I was thinking you often see those videos of men going,
yes.
And I can just imagine accidentally something happening and then they have to fumigate. Or
great. So talk me through the next few moments. So I'm on the leg press.
And I forgot that you've got clothes on when you're on the leg press, don't you?
You've been doing nude leg presses again.
So you don't. Anyone gyms in the nude?
Oh, sickos, for sure.
Do you think in their
there'd
home
be whole,
gym?
There'd be clubs where you're allowed to come over to a judgment-free zone and it's all these people that you don't want to see nude
and
bending
then
over.
And you've got to sit on the bench and then the next person sits on there.
No, and you'd have to have a towel each. No, you'd have to have a towel each. You know, all those joints where they're so gross, but then they're like, but we placed down a towel when we sit on the bench.
Okay, so no, that's not what happened. Mm. Did someone get into a punch-on?
Someone did not get into a punch-on.
Did it involve someone hurting themselves?
No, it didn't involve someone hurting
a fire.
Themselves. You're getting further and further away.
Yeah, I think because
Jesse, do you have any?
I think because thoughts? It was closer the first time around. I'm thinking
it was.
But a number one, maybe.
Someone peed.
Yeah, I don't know why that would evacuate it, though.
I also don't know why you said it's so sleazy. I'm thinking a number one.
Did the toilet, something happened in the toilets, did they, the sewerage?
You've already actually mentioned what happened, but you dismissed it so quickly.
That they pooed while they were doing leg.
No, we talked for a bit of time on that.
Okay.
Oh, a fart?
Really? No.
This is so funny. A woman did a fart that was so bad, the gym assumed they had a sewerage problem and there was a backup. So they evacuated the gym, but not before another gym patron had thrown up because of the smell. She it happened 8 years ago, and it's taken the woman this long to share her story because she was too so ashamed of what's happened. She said, this one time, I went to a spin class after a night of heavy drinking and 4 a.m. kebabs, and farted a fart that smelled so bad that a girl threw up. and they had to evacuate the entire gym because they thought they had a sewage problem. But then after she admitted this, it's been viewed 2.4 million times, the admission, and it's led other people to admit things that had happened to them. One person admitted, I farted and the smell woke my husband out of a dead sleep. He sat bolt upright and said, this is what he said in the middle of the night. The dog definitely shit somewhere. We got to find it. And then there was just one last one. Another person added, the day after I moved in with my husband, he closed the windows because he thought something had died outside. He locked himself inside and didn't even know.
This is the wrong segment. This is not Guess the Headline. This is When Did a Fart Ruin Your Life?
I know. We're lucky we have a show that when we have a fart story, it has so many places it could slot in.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.